you did not accidentally knock the dial over to classic rock radio. This is NPR News, and that's the heavy metal band Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin broke up nearly 30 years ago. A couple of years later, lead singer Robert Plant faced the challenge of starting over again. And that challenge, starting over, is what we'll explore with Robert Plant this morning.
Last night as I was laying down and thinking, I was wondering about the road that lies ahead.
Robert Plant is a new CD collection of his solo work called Nine Lives. He spoke with Ashley Kahn.
Robert Plant's first concert as a solo artist took place back in 1982, but the rock singer remembers his nervousness like it was yesterday.
Yes, I'm in the mood for a melody, I'm in the mood.
In the afternoon of that day in Peoria, Illinois, I was really emotional, hopping up and down and pacing around. I mean, in those days, Led Zeppelin was legendary. It was still alive. I thought maybe I should just quit now, because nothing could be like that. But on the other hand, the great challenge was, what's it going to be like?
Leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way.
From 1968 through the 70s, Led Zeppelin grew from just another British blues band to ascend the throne of heavy metal. In their prime, they ruled the arenas and stadiums. No other hard rock group was as consistently popular, as influential, or as explosive. Led Zeppelin has yet to be unseated from that throne. Though they haven't existed as a working group for more than 25 years, only a few months ago, Rolling Stone magazine placed them on the cover, hailing them the heaviest band of all time.
If it keeps on raining, heavy's gonna break. If it keeps on raining, heavy's going to break.
Led Zeppelin split up in 1980 when the heartbeat of the group, drummer John Bonham, suddenly died. When Plant kicked off his solo career in 1982, he had to face up to his own legacy.
I walked onto the stage and I was absolutely drowned. I was reduced to the size of a mouse because the response from the audience was amazing.
Just like I've never been gone.
Nine Lives is the title of a new box set that charts a 25-year musical journey, as Plant explored different sounds and remained a leading voice in rock. At first, he relied a bit heavily on synthesizers and drum machines. But hey, that was the 80s.
Now, looking back at it, I sort of go, wow, I remember the energy in this stuff. I had romances with different technologies, with different sonic nuance.
Other steps along the way include Plant's brief role with the Honey Drippers, a rhythm and blues revival group. His ongoing fascination with the music of North Africa. And his reunion with Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page.
Lighten up, baby, I'm in love with you.
But it wasn't until 1993 that Plant feels he broke away from his old role as a band member and began thinking of himself as a band leader.
I think Fate of Nations was a major turning point. I was suddenly encouraged to bring in people for particular roles within the record. And I'd never done that before.
In 2005, Plant released the album Mighty Rearranger, and his journey seemed to come full circle, back to that familiar blend of hard rock, folk music of the Near East, and a heavy dose of the blues.
It's big and strong and powerful. That's its relationship with Led Zeppelin. One part's taking you, is beckoning you towards the Sahara, while the other, another part is taking you into San Francisco in 67, you know.
You might be rearranging.
Today, Robert Plant is a youthful 58. He's a grandfather, but retirement is not in his plans.
My two older kids have got kids of their own now, but they're all musical. I think they quite expect me to disappear into the desert for years on end and come out, you know, with a beard down to the floor going, "Hey, you never guess, I found a new scale."
Robert Plant's musical wanderings began more than 40 years ago, and he's often crossed his own footsteps. But resist the temptation to see this in biblical terms. He's not lost, and he's not looking for the adventure to end.
I have to surprise myself. I have to try and push myself into an area that where I'm a little unsure. I come from a very strong and demonstrative lineage, as well as coming from the land of the ice and snow.
Ashley Kahn is a regular contributor to Morning Edition. Robert Plant's new box set is called Nine Lives, and you can hear more of it and learn more about Robert Plant's solo career at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.